Amen. And Mama left her kerchief, and I left my cap. Had just settled right down for a long winter nap. When right out on the left lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang right from my bed to see what was the matter. What?
Way to the right?
Away to the right?
Window?
Window I left like a flash, tore open the right shutters, and threw up the left sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow left the luster of midday to objects right below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer with a little old driver livelily and quickly.
I knew right in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his curses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them right by name. Do you know the names of the reindeers?
Yeah.
Can you say Dasher? Now Dancer, now Prancer, and Vixen. On Comet. What's coming? On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, and Blitzen. To the top, to the right top, right. Right top of the Porsche, to the left top of the wall. You have to be quick now. Now dash away, dash away, dash right.
Right.
Right. Right, all the way. As dry leaves that before the wild hare came fly when they meet, right? With an obstacle, can you read the markers?
I can read.
Okay, get ready, guys. With the sleigh. So right up to the housetop,
the horses they left flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard right on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little right and left hoof. Down the left of the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur. Right from his head to his left foot, and his clothes were all left tarnished with ashes
and soot.
A bundle of toys he flung right on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His right and left eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry.
Okay, it was three next. Jake, come on. Marcus!
Where are you going?
His dimples.
Oh, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose was like a cherry. His droll little mouth was left drawn up like a bow. And the beard left on his chin was as white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held right in his teeth. And the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had rolled a face like a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl of jelly.
He was right, chubby,
jolly old elf, and I was left,
I was left
laughing when I saw.
Okay, I'm gonna say it quickly. I'm gonna do it. I was do it quickly, and now it's gonna be super quick. So we have to be super quick, okay? And I was left laughing when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his left eye and a left twist of his head soon gave me to know had nothing left to dread. I spoke not a word, but went right straight to his work and filled all the stockings left to right. Then turned with a jerk and laying his fingers to the left of his nose and giving a nod, he left up the chimney rose. He sprang right to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all left like a dawn of the whistle, the thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he left out of sight, happy, you know what Santa says? Happy Christmas to all, and all a good time. Good job. Okay,
guys.
Thank you.
in the play.
Do you want to go sit beside them? We're staying all here.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi.
The narrators are going to speak, and then Mary will come in. Get out. This is the center stage.
You stand to the side.
I'll show you when the guards come in.
That's enough, please. That's enough.
Okay, narrators are starting.
This is a big play. Everybody's got to sit quietly and follow along.
Everybody, share.
Theo, you're the only guard here. Go sit on another bench. One. Two. Three. The narrators are going to start. Marcus and Peter.
Testing.
What was that?
Testing.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, go ahead, Ed.
A long time ago in the city. A long time ago in the city of Nazareth, there was a woman named Mary. Mary was promised to marry a man named Joseph, who lived there too. One day an angel from God came and talked to Mary. He told Mary she was going to have a baby.
And then the angel left. Now Joseph wasn't sure what to do when he heard that Mary was going to have a baby.
Stop there, please. So Joseph wasn't sure what to do. So Joseph doesn't know. So he's going back and forth. He doesn't know what to do.
So one night, while he was asleep, the angel came to talk to Joseph too. And so that's just what he did.
I'm Tia. I'm Emperor.
Tia.
Everyone, go to your own home.
No, a while later.
Okay.
Oh,
wait,
a while later, the emperor in Rome, Caesar Augustus, said to everyone, had to go to their own hometown to be counted.
Everybody, go to your own hometown so I can count you.
So Mary and Joseph went to the town of Bethlehem to be counted. Because Joseph was of the house and line of David. And Bethlehem was known as the city of David. There were lots of other people there too. There were so many people, in fact, that there were no room for them in the inn. So Mary and Joseph stayed in a stable, which was a place for animals to stay warm and dry.
There was a cow there, moo. There was a sheep there, baa. There was a chicken there, bawk, 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 and Mary and Joseph stayed there too.
While they were there, baby Jesus was born, and Mary took him and wrapped him up warm and laid him in the manger. That night there were some shepherds out in the field watching over their flocks of sheep.
I'm joking. When they come in, say
baa. Baa. Baa.
And then the angel brought up, stop here. When you see the angel, you have to.
Hi, Jasmine.
Get
down.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Has been born today in Bethlehem. You will find the baby wrapped in soft clothes and lying in a manger.
Okay. And all of a sudden, there were lots of people saying,
glory to God.
God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And then the angels left.
And when the angels had left, the shepherds went and found the baby Jesus in a manger, just as they have been told. And when they found him in a manger, they worshipped him.
Okay. Not far away in a place called Jerusalem, there lived a king named Herod. One day after baby Jesus had been born, wise men came to Jerusalem looking for the newly born king of Jews. They asked King Herod where he was.
Tia.
Where's the king of the Jews? Where's the king of the Jews to be born? King of.
Peter.
In Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem, go find him and let me. One day after baby Jesus had been born, wise men came into Jerusalem looking for the newly born king of the Jews. They asked King Herod where he was.
This is the play. This is the play.
No, it's.
This is the play.
This is the play. This is the play. Where is he who is born king of the Jews?
In Bethlehem.
This is a play.
In Bethlehem, go find him and let me know where he is so I can worship him too.
Who is born?
King of Jews.
In Bethlehem.
No, I missed my part. You were supposed to say,
So the king asked his advisors,
where's the king of the Jews to be born?
In Bethlehem.
Go find him and let me know where he is so I can come and worship him too.
And so the wise men went and found baby Jesus by following his star, and when they found him, they worshipped him.
But King Herod didn't really want to worship baby Jesus. He wanted to harm him. The wise men were warned by God about this, so they went home another way. When the king found out he was tricked, he was really mad.
Oh, I'm really mad!
He was determined to destroy this newborn king. So King Herod sent his soldiers to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus.
Go find him and destroy him!
But God warned Joseph in a dream to get out of there.
Get out of there! Where's Joseph? Who's our Joseph?
Bring it here.
Get out of there!
And so they did.
Ahem.
And so Joseph and Mary and the little baby Jesus went to Egypt. And they stayed there until the evil King Herod died. After King Herod died, God told Joseph it was safe to come back up. The people who wanted the child dead had now died.
Hey, you can come back now. It's safe.
Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus came back from Egypt, and they went to live in the town of Nazareth again. And that's where baby Jesus grew up until he was grown.
And so now you've heard it all about how God sent his only son to be born as a baby so that later he could save everyone from their sins. And all it took was
just a little Christmas. Glory to God at the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill to men.
The end. Have a good time at home. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God
in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill to men.
The end.
Hey.
Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill to men.
Yes, it is.
Everyone be quiet.
Beth,
okay,
Anne.
You too.
Shh.
Not Anne again.
Lord.
Joseph.
Time ago, in the city of Nazareth, there was a woman named Mary. Mary was promised to marry a man named Joseph, who lived there too. One day, an angel from God came and talked to Mary. He told Mary she was going to have a baby.
going to have a baby, and he will be the Son of God.
And then the angel left. Now Joseph wasn't sure what to do when he heard that Mary was going to have a baby. So one night, while he was asleep, the angel came to talk to Joseph too.
Joseph, Mary's going to have a baby from God. It's okay for you to marry her and take care of her and the baby. You will name the baby Jesus.
Oh, okay.
And so that's just what he did.
No, that's my part.
I know.
And so that's just what he did.
A while later, the emperor in Rome, Caesar Augustus, said that everyone had to go to their own hometown to be counted.
Everybody, go to your own hometown so I can count you.
So Mary and Joseph went to the town of Bethlehem to be counted, because Joseph was of the house of David and line of David.
Put it in the middle.
So Mary and Joseph went to the town of Bethlehem to be counted, because Joseph was of the house and line of David. And Bethlehem was known as the city of David. There were lots of other people there too. There were so many people, in fact, that there were no room for them in the inn. So Mary and Joseph stayed in a stable, which was a place for animals to stay warm and dry.
There was a cow there, moo. There was a sheep there, baa. There was a chicken there, bawk, bawk, bawk. And Mary and Joseph stayed there too.
While they were there, baby Jesus was born, and Mary took him and wrapped him warm and laid him
in the manger.
That night there were some shepherds out there in fields watching over their flocks of sheep.
Ooh. What? What? What did you say? Go? Okay, I'll go.
Yes, they did.
And the angel came and talked to the shepherd, and they were terribly afraid.
Don't be afraid. I bring to you good news. The Savior, which is Christ the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem. You will find the baby wrapped in soft clothes and lying in the manger.
And all of a sudden, there were lots of angels saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men."
You can't do it that fast.
And then the angels left.
And when the angels had left, the shepherds went and found the baby Jesus in the manger, just as they had been told. And when they found him, they worshipped him.
Not far away, in a place called Jerusalem, there lived an evil king named Herod. One day, after baby Jesus had been born, wise men came to Jerusalem looking for the newly born king of Judea. Okay, They asked King Herod where he was.
So the king asked his advisors,
where is the king of the Jews to be born?
In Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem?
Yeah, man.
Go find him and tell me where he is so I can worship him too.
So the wise men went and found baby Jesus by following his star, and when they found him, they worshipped him.
But King Herod didn't really want to worship baby Jesus. He wanted to harm him. The wise men were warned by God about this, so they went home another way.
He was...
Peter, why did you
So the wise men went and found baby Jesus. They asked King Herod where he was.
So the king asked his advisors,
where is the king of the Jews to be born?
In Bethlehem.
On a dead. On a dead, dead. Dead.
In Bethlehem, go find him and let me know where he is so I can come and worship him too.
Go.
So the wise men went and found baby Jesus by following his star, and when they found him, they worshipped him.
But King Herod didn't really want to worship baby Jesus. He wanted to harm him. The wise men were warned by God about this, so they went home another way. When the king found out he was tricked, he was really mad.
They were warned. And warned. He was determined to destroy this newborn king. So King Herod sent his soldiers to Bethlehem to find the baby.
Go find him and destroy
him!
But God warned Joseph.
But God warned Joseph in a dream to get out of there! Please get out of there!
Get out of there!
And so they did. And so Joseph and Mary and the little baby Jesus went to Egypt, and they stayed there until the evil King Herod died. After King Herod died, God told Joseph it was safe to come back because the people who wanted the child dead had now died. Angels, come back.
Hey, man.
Angel, please come on stage. Thank you.
Come back now. It's safe.
Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus came back from Egypt. And they went to live in the town of Nazareth again. And that's where baby Jesus grew up until he was grown.
Wait, can I do this?
And so now you've heard it all about how God sent his only son to be born as a baby so that later he could save everyone from their sins. And all it took was
just a little Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Peace. Glory to God in the highest.
Peace on earth. Goodwill to men.
Peace on earth. Goodwill to men.
The end.
Peace on earth. Goodwill.
The end.
Peace on
the end.
Just a little Christmas.
Glory to God in the highest.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
this is love.
Good the end.
Good
we
old
hope
man.
You liked it. Good listen up. You can come listen back up. Again.
Good listen up.
Hey, people. It's me, the famous hockey player. I won 7-0 today.
Listen up. We have to practice again.
Cookie had a nice day.
Aha, man.
Again on Sunday morning.
Tomorrow
is Monday morning. We're going to practice.
This one doesn't work anyway.
La 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 la. Shoes on and go back, go right to the back.
La la.